Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch, and I'm here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
Stuff is up. Summer is nice. Here in earnest, I think, technically, yeah, right? I don't know.
Loosely on the way.
Okay, there's that classic Lindsay Havens excitement.
Yeah, there it is.
Memorial Day is here, which is lovely and fantastic. And as we're, kind of getting into that point, we're looking back. We're looking forward to summer, but now we're looking back on this Must Hear Music podcast. Instead of talking about stuff that came out within the last week or so, we're going to run through a couple songs that came out just sometime in 2019 that we have not spoken on yet on this podcast, but that we have been heavy rotation on our playlists, on our personal playlists.
Yeah.
I don't even, so many options. I don't really know where to start here.
What a great year of music so far.
It's been, it actually has been, I feel like. I mean, whatever. I guess we can say that every year. I don't know. You want to start with Lindsay?
Yeah, let's start with Lindsay.
Pick one of yours. Which do you want to start with?
Start with Allie and AJ.
Yes.
So I was afraid you were going to say it.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, continue.
Oh, I could pick the other one.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Yeah.
No shade. Okay, I know Jason's a big fan.
Yes.
I know you just chose a different one of their songs to write about.
I did, Star Maps.
Yeah, I prefer Don't Go Changin'.
Don't go changin' my song.
So Allie and AJ, last year they were back after a 10-year hiatus with an EP. And then this year they dropped a new one called Sanctuary. And
Sanctuary. Sorry, when you run into a church and you're
I pictured Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, that's what that's from.
I honestly pictured nothing.
Wow.
Okay.
I sighed. Anyway.
Sanctuary is a great Madonna song, too, from 1994. So shout out Bedtime Stories.
That was one.
Well,
this is very representative representative of all three of us. You picked a Madonna song. I picked a Disney movie. You picked nothing.
Anyways, Allie and AJ.
Allie and AJ. I was really happy when they were back, and it's always nice when an artist that you love goes away and comes back, but then for them to keep releasing music is really positive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now the second EP from them since they've been making music again. And I don't know, I just love that they're really owning this like glittery synth pop space. I have this theory that sisters always have the best harmonies, and I think that they prove that to be true.
Yeah. You got your Haim, you got
First Aid Kit.
Some other people. Yeah. Yes.
No, that one definitely comes to mind.
No, you're right. Yeah.
There are others out there. But yeah, I think this is just a really strong song of theirs. I like the storyline of it. I think a lot of people have been there where they're supporting someone and it's easy for you to give up on them, but then they're the ones who end up giving up on you, even though you're like, no, I'm here for you. So I don't know. I think it's a really nice sentiment, and I think they deliver it very well.
Yeah. No, I think it's a fun and kind of like cool song. It's like very perfect for the summer. It's kind of like, synth pop can be like kind of icy and chilly, but this is the more kind of like, buoyant, sunshiny vein of that, even though, yeah, it's like a pretty quote-unquote serious subject matter. No, I like that. I mean, like, I'm not like a stan at all. Like, I think you guys are much more into them than I am.
Yes.
But
that is right.
But I mean, if you guys had to pick one, who do you prefer, Allie or AJ?
Oh.
They're a package deal.
Yeah, you can never split up Allie and AJ. What are you talking about?
All right.
How dare you?
No, it's good. I mean, it's just it doesn't get into when I listen to them, I'm always like, oh, that was good. But then I don't want to put it like on my playlist.
You clearly haven't listened to Insomniatic.
I think I did. Didn't you make us listen to that on a podcast like a year ago?
Listen, Joe.
Maybe.
Here is a... I'm going to make like 12 years old. I'm going to make a comparison that Joe's going to get really angry about. What Ali and AJ are doing with their career reminds me of the very, very beginnings. And I'm not saying that this is how it's going to play out. It reminds me of the very, very beginnings where like pop Twitter started to turn in favor of Carly Rae Jepsen, in the sense of like, and what I mean by that is like, when Carly Rae Jepsen started to get that kind of critical love, it started initially as like a, hey, like, actually, you all think of her as like Call Me Maybe and like Sunny, like Justin Bieber friend, but actually she's really good.
Yeah.
And now that's kind of the entire narrative, is that no, she's just a really good pop star that critics adore. Ali and AJ are kind of in that, like, they're still largely thought of as like a Disney, like a post prime Disney act.
Yeah.
But there's like a small pocket of like pop, like stan culture that's like,
you're at the vanguard of that.
I'm honestly not. Sam Lansky at Time absolutely is. He's been on Team Ali and AJ for like 8 years. I was with them for like 78 Violet when they changed their name, and then they were like, that doesn't make any sense, let's go back to Ali and AJ.
78 Violet.
But like, again, quietly, they're just making really strong pop music. This EP is great. And, you know, I have no idea if they're ever going to get the kind of like actual acclaim that Carly Rae Jepsen does. I would guess not, because, you know, Carly Rae, that was kind of all focused on one album, Emotion, where everything kind of flipped. But yeah, I just think they're making really good pop music. This is a great song. Ali and AJ forever.
I feel like there's a strong chance I'll be eating my words on this subject in, you know, like one next EP or something. I'll be like, I've been wrong all along. But
you fall to your knees.
Yeah.
Reach to the heavens. What have I done?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to it. So Ali and AJ's song is called Don't Go Changing. Don't go changing on me, babe. All right, that was new Ali and AJ. Next up, we're going to do one of my picks, Nilufer Yanya. The song is called Melt.
Yes.
So she's someone who, this is the album she just put out, the name of which I didn't write down and is escaping me. What is it called? I should just look it up
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, so like I was like listening to her just like stuff in general. And it was one of those things where you're like, oh, I really like this person. Then the album comes out and like weeks passed before I even listened to it. It just slipped my mind. So I like slept on this. And when I finally got around to listening to it, I was like, fuck, this is one of like the best albums of the year.
Yeah.
It's so good. But anyways, I wanted to focus on Melt in particular. There's just like a lot of people. It's just tough in this, you know, it's 2019. Rock isn't at the forefront. A lot of people are still making rock, but it's hard to do it and to make it seem like fresh and relevant and like you have something both new to say and both new like sonically. And somehow she makes it seem like really like contemporary. But, you know, she still adds in a lot of kind of like older, you know, like instruments and flourishes. But it's just this really like vibrant rock music that is never like really goes like balls to the wall, but at the same time isn't really like laid back either. Like I feel like we're in an era where like any acclaimed rock album tends to be like pretty like weepy and you know, like, you know, kind of like navel gazy. And this isn't that, you know, like this has punch to it. You know, it's not like, you know, 0 to 60, but it has like a real fantastic energy to it. And Melt is just like has a great kind of pop hook melody to it. And it's just I'm standing for this. But what do you guys think? I know you're a fan, Jason.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is maybe my number one album of the year thus far. Love this album. Here's the thing about this album. And you touched upon it a little bit. This album's like very long. I think it has like 17 songs on it.
Yeah.
But it's like it just kind of flies by. Like, I don't really have any other album, even albums that I really, really love that are similarly long this year. Mm-hmm. I still kind of like need to take a breather, or sure. just like my, you know, my interest wanders a little bit as mm-hmm. it keeps going on. This, it never does. This is the one album that, and especially because it's so long, it's surprising that it never really loses my interest the whole time, because there's so many different approaches and like different kind of songwriting techniques on there. And yeah, like you said, like the little horn blast, like mm-hmm. the sad horn blast in Melt is so yeah. great.
Oh, the horns are so good.
Her voice is just superb. I really wasn't that familiar with her before this, and this seems to be kind of her breakthrough project, but mm-hmm. I love it. I think Baby Blue is a great song on this album. I think like the beginning is I'm blanking on the second song that comes right after the intro, but that's one of my favorites. You know, I'm blanking on the name of it.
In Your Head. Yes.
In Your Head.
That one
yes.
is, that's another it fell one out of my head.
Look at that. Yeah. love. Yeah. It's just a great like indie rock album. With a lot of different tones
and you know, like fun song titles like Heavyweight Champion of the Year, Monsters Under the Bed. Cute.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what do you think?
It sounds like I have to listen to the whole album.
This is very up your alley. Yeah.
I was totally unfamiliar. I also love the horn on this. I think mm-hmm. it's a really good song. It reminded me of like a down-tempo acoustic Tirza a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that album?
Yeah, I mean, that we're both big fans of that album.
Yeah, that's the one thing that came to mind. Just because naturally you hear something that you don't know and your brain is like, how can I make this more familiar?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to listen to the full thing.
It's good. It's good stuff. So yeah, let's
listen
to it.
Do you know more? I was trying to like do any research, but I couldn't really find much on the
list. I really don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Much about her. I mean, even though, well, I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
But yes, let's listen to it though. Nilufer Yanya, song's Melt from the album Miss Universe. I bet they cling to the trash. All right, that was Nilufer Yanya, one of my picks. Jason, which one do you want to talk about of yours?
Well, we talked about. So I'll do Sada Baby first because it's a little bit of a change up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally.
Sada Baby. I love this album. I love him. The album is called Bartier Bounty, and I discovered it because Tom Bryan wrote a really great piece about him in January. When this album came out, for Stereo Gum, I should say, this album is just like so. Sada Baby is a rapper from Detroit. He's been around for a couple of years. This again, kind of like Nilufer. This seems to be his breakthrough project. There is just such an unhinged quality to his rapping, like, and the song I picked, did I pick LLYG Mista?
You did, yeah. Yes, LLYG Mista.
So the thing about this song is that it sounds like he's like running for his life while he's rapping it. He does this thing on it where it starts with kind of the makeshift chorus, and then it takes kind of like a beat and pauses, but kind of almost winds up to the first verse. But while it's winding up, like he keeps trying to start the first verse, like he's just like losing his mind. I have to rap this verse immediately. I can't contain myself. It just has this kind of energy that I really appreciate, and it's just a totally like. I don't know. It's completely bonkers. It's hard for me to really describe it. I've heard the song maybe like more than any song I've played all year.
Ever?
Wow.
Yeah, ever.
Wow.
Yeah, since I was a child. It was only Sada Baby. But there's just like he's just out of his mind in a way that I really really appreciate. And there are other songs on this album that kind of capture this same quality. And there are other songs that are a little bit more, you know, relaxed, but he goes all out on every track in a way that I really appreciate. So I'm curious, like, I don't think we've talked about him.
We have not. Yeah.
So I would just say like, if you love just like totally out there rap music, just check out Bartier Bounty. I love Sada Baby. Anyway, what did you guys think?
I have been aware of your fandom for some time.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him. Yeah.
So I've been like a casual fan ever since.
Okay.
I've made it through some of this album, and I agree. It's really fun. Yeah. This song, it sort of just passed me by.
Okay.
For those listening, I looked over at Lindsay's notebook, and she has all the song titles written, and under this song is just a blank space. Just like five lines
just
of nothing.
I could have used it for anything else.
Yeah. You could have even just written a smiley face there.
I know.
A winky face. I don't know.
But why bother?
Yeah. Sorry to put your notebook on blast like that.
No, it's okay. I think it's fun for people to have a visual aid. Yeah, I don't know. This one, like I kept listening, and then I forgot to like have any thoughts on it. And then it would go to the next one, and I actually like whatever the song after this one is a lot.
Oh, the very melodic R&B song.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one I was like, oh, this is great. And then I was like, no, Lindsay, focus. That's not the one you're supposed to be discussing.
That sounds like,
two and a half minutes long. This is like an 11-minute
Simpsons
like,
scenes
song.
Where like Homer is talking to his brain and like telling his brain to think, and the brain won't do it.
That was exactly me. Yeah. Wow. And then it was like 2:30, and then I just had to get here.
Right,
know?
Exactly.
Wow.
I wrote down a couple things, so I've got that going for me. I'd heard him. I think I'd heard Ghetto Champagne whenever that came out and liked it, but I definitely had not thought of him or heard this new album. I really liked it, actually. Like, as it started out, I was like, you're right, just like his the way he delivers it, like the kind of raspiness at the start reminded me a bit of like Tyler the Creator, who I know you are not the biggest fan of, but I am a big supporter.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He just has this sort of like, to me there's sort of this kind of like thumbing your nose at the world attitude, but bonkers was also the word that popped into my mind, and the kind of like wonky repeated piano thing going on at the song is like both unsettling and like fun at the same time. So it was good. This is a nice pick.
Thanks. I just want to say one other thing about this album, Barty Bounty, and part of the reason why I wanted to check it out is because Tom Bryan, again, when writing about it for Stereogum, mentioned this. Sada Baby does this thing where he does a lot of like dissing in his songs, but he has this very specific strain of dissing where it's like, it's not even about like he's going to steal your girl. It's that he threatens to basically like replace you in your life. Like basically there are lyrics
some,
on this.
Some like Dostoevsky, the double.
It's
type
very
shit.
Much like Talented Mr. Ripley. Like there are lines where he just like threateningly is like, I'm going to buy your kids presents and they'll love me. Like that's like the, like I'm going to take a shower in your shower. Like just not even like
it's
things
amazing.
That are like,
yeah.
But again, like the whole point is just like, I'm not even going to steal your girl. Like I will take your entire life.
Right.
And you'll just be like on the outside looking in. There's not even really like that many, like a threat of violence involved. It's just like, it's very fascinating to me. And I love it. Totally
deeply unsettling.
Anyway.
What does LLYG mean?
It's a great question. I don't think it's addressed on the song.
According to abbreviations.com, thanks for asking, it's lapse, lead, in yellow, green. And I just doubt that that's what he meant.
I don't think that's what he meant either.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe someone listening knows.
Help.
Hit Lindsay up, yeah.
Please hit Lindsay up, yes.
All right, let's listen to it. Sada Baby, YYLG, Mista. Never used to go to school, get them bare hoes, the blues seconds in my favorite room. Do some shit to them bitches, they like what that nigga do. Nigga said fuck me, you know it's fuck that nigga too. He said nigga, K.E. were my first screw, D.A.D. were my first two. Give a bitch the worst two, walk her down her shoe. Show her what them perks do, make my shooter come and dump that Uzi in your vert. Ooh. All right, that was a Jason pick. Next up, let's do my other one.
Yeah.
So we have Ozuna featuring Daddy Yankee, Faruka, and Well AA, J Balvin, Baila 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 remix. First off, a little rewind. So I went with Tatiana, who's a frequent guest on this podcast, to the Billboard Latin Music Awards, I think last month. I don't know. I've lost all sense of time.
It's true.
Yeah.
they performed this remix of Ozuna's Baila 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 live for the first time. It was incredible. Like, they just, so Ozuna's this kind of up-and-coming Puerto Rican artist, and he was on our cover recently, a very interesting cover story. He's one of those just like super young people who just like kind of exudes charisma, and like seeing the audience react to him and the song was just like incredible. But also this song is just like super catchy. It's just one of those, it reminds me of Taki Taki in that it just has that like incredibly like almost like stupid simple like chorus, but it's such an earworm that once you hear it, like it's stuck in your head for like the rest of your existence, but in a good way. It's like not annoying at all.
Yeah.
And it's just like a really like fantastic like mid-tempo like dance hall jam. Like it's like perfect for the summer.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, summer's hot. You don't want to go like full like, you know, like dance pop. But, you know, something with a little energy. But
you don't want to get too sweaty.
You don't want to get too sweaty. You want to move a little bit, but you don't want to be, like, flipping out.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So I'm giving this a shout out. This has been on my repeat playlist. But Lindsay, do you have thoughts?
Yeah, it's just really fun. I love that it is literally like dance, dance, dance. And
yes,
it's just like such a fun dance song.
It translates to basically just to dance. Yeah.
I mean, what you said is so true. It's nothing too deep. Like it's pretty simple in terms of the lyrics and the structure of it. But that's not always a bad thing.
It's not always a bad thing.
It's just really fun. So I'm glad you brought this one up. And like the all-star lineup too.
Right? It's like literally kind of everyone is on this. Yeah.
Yeah. So for that alone... We have to discuss.
Yeah. What can I say? I mean, I think
we all know you don't dance.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. You used to have your own dance show.
I can't dance. So I feel like I like this song. It's definitely very enjoyable. And it seemed a little tiny bit overstuffed in terms of all the different voices kind of jockeying for attention in this short amount of time. But. You know, aside from
that. I thought not enough people, really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just pile them in.
Really, if a song doesn't have 15 featured guests, I'm not interested.
It's not for
you. And yeah, I also wanted just with this song, like, shout out to Daddy Yankee. Like, it's crazy, like, how relevant, like, this song was number one on, like, Hot Latin Songs. Like, how relevant he's managed to, remain for, like, but he is super talented. Like, his verse has, like, is very, like, energetic and forceful. So it's not like I'm not like slighting him, but it's just one of those things, you know, like usually people fall off and he is like quietly like eked out this very successful, consistent career.
He's huge. One of the biggest hits of all time.
Yeah. Love him. All right.
Love him.
So let's listen to it. Ozuna featuring Daddy Yankee, Faruka and Well AA, J Balvin, Baila Baila Baila, parentheses, remix.
Baila, baila, baila. Tengo que besarte antes que se acabe. Baila, baila, baila. Ponle música pa' que esto no pare. Baila, baila, baila. Tengo que besarte antes que se acabe.
Cuando pusieron su canción, se grabó pa' Insta. Bailando y cantando sola en la pista. Y anda sola, suelta y soltera. Taguea a sus amigas pa' romper la carretera. Y estamos el día y bien de fecha.
All right. Let's do Lindsay's other pick. So we have... Pink Sweats, Coke and Henny Part 2, although I'm more than willing to speak on both parts.
Part 2 is the one that I really love.
All right, you identify. You're more of a Part 2 gal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow, we should start a Twitter poll. Part 1 or Part 2?
Yeah.
They're related, but like totally different vibes. I don't know if you listened to both.
I did, yes.
Which
I was like,
you like better.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, I have either. 2.5 minutes of my life that I can spare on both parts.
I didn't want to listen to Part 2 and just... You know, it's like seeing the sequel first and not understanding the origin story. So
sure, sure. Well, so which one did you guys like better?
I don't know. I feel like you're putting. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry, it's such a tough question.
I mean, I actually didn't really have a preference. I will say, I know what I would say is the difference for me. Part one was kind of a little more like hazy and seductive. Mm-hmm. I really liked. The like finger snaps. I'm always a big finger snap whore when it comes to music.
Totally.
And I will say, well,
you just ended Jason.
I mean, honestly, finger snap whore should get trending on Twitter if anything.
Just really like the use of the word always in that I'm always a finger.
If a song has finger snaps, I'm suddenly like 90% more interested.
Cool.
I will say so part one is already pretty laid back.
Yeah.
And then like somehow like part two gets even more or like, no, it, it doesn't get more laid back, but it's just like moodier and like
it down even more.
Sadder. Yeah.
Yes.
And I see why you like part two, because you you love those those sad weepers.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I have a preference, but I like it. But also, I don't know much about Pink Sweats, so tell me about
yeah, sorry.
I again, you always are a finger step forward.
Always, yeah.
Lindsay, meanwhile, loves those sad weepers.
She does.
Speaking of, yeah. Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
You're just on a good roll there. Okay, Pink Sweats. So I feel like there have been a lot of artists lately, and now I can't remember any of them, but that I look up, I love, and I realize they're from Philly. I think there's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting next to Piano Pro from Philly right here. Big fan of you as well.
Thank you.
But yeah, so he's a Philly R&B singer, naturally is produced with Tierra Whack. I feel like that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. A little more surprising, he's produced for Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, that is odd.
Yeah. I didn't fully fact check, but sometimes Wikipedia is reliable.
Yeah, sometimes. Sure, why not?
Yeah, so let's go with that. But I've been really interested in him for a while. This is his second EP. The first one's Volume 1. This is Volume 2. Pretty straightforward.
He's pretty creative with these names.
Totally.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, there are a few, just like, this is not a business podcast, but I find it really interesting. He releases his music through the digital distribution company Human Resources. So he's not signed, but he's still finding a way to get his music out there.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I don't know. I think he's a fascinating figure. But this song has been stuck in my head for a very long time, specifically part two.
Yeah.
Like, that chorus is just so catchy to me. And I do like the more somber vibe of it.
Yeah, you love the
depressing
stuff.
Part one
stuff.
Is, like, the happiness that a Coke and Henny can bring a person when they're
right.
out.
Aww.
And then part two is, like, the deep sadness you feel if you're drinking on a bad night.
That's true. Or perhaps as the night progresses, like you get the first one, you're like, oh, that was a, and then after your third one, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life?
And it's
life?
Not even like, I mean, sure.
Not that I've ever been there or had those thoughts on a
But yeah, it's kind of like
basis.
You just hear him, like, you know, this part two is like him thinking, you know, when like he's just had a few too many and it's like gotten him into this weird headspace that he sort of lets the listener into. But at the same time, it's a really catchy song. So I don't know. I'm a fan of what he's doing here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And I mean,
I have nothing to add. You guys cracked me up that entire time. I just want to hear more about Joe's mental progression as through Coke and Henny's.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not a big Henny guy. I think it's too sweet. It's
like
a Coke with Henny. It's just like way too much. It's a lot of sugar.
It's
no Vagsad. Definitely more of a vodka soda type gal.
Totally.
But yeah. Our producer is going, she's nodding along vigorously.
She's like, yeah, me too.
But anyways, let's listen to it. All right, so Pink Sweats, Coke and Henny Part 2.
Mixing Coke and Henny got me low. Been dizzy, I just hope that you're sleeping alone. Got me cold, I'm sweating, pain is gross. Don't get me, I just hope that you won't let me fall.
All right, that was Pink Sweats. For those listening,
yeah, I guess I didn't say it. I do like that song. I just
needed
you guys
the validation.
Said it all with your sad weepies and your
finger snap whores
and yeah, you got it all.
And to be clear, if you were listening, finger snaps are on part one.
Yeah, so you want that part two.
Yeah,
yeah. Just if you want those snaps, go to part one.
Come on.
All right, next and last.
Let's go, Aldis Harding.
Jason's pick, Aldis Harding, The Barrel.
Oh, such a pump-up song.
This is, yes, this is the jock jam. Of the
acoustic folk world.
Yeah, so Aldis Harding is a singer-songwriter from New Zealand. I was not familiar with her work before this album. It's funny because she's gotten a lot of good press around this album, which was released on 4AD, I believe, last month, or earlier this month, maybe one of those months. But man, I heard this song on a friend's personal playlist, and I was just like, what is this? I love this. This definitely scratches my Joanna Newsom, little bit of Sufjan itch. Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, it's part of it is the arrangement itself. But her lyricism is just so striking to me. I wish I had some lyrics in front of me that I could share. And I don't even want to paraphrase because they're just so they're so cerebral and they're so but they're delivered in such a melodic tone. You can almost get lost in them pretty quickly. I don't know. I love this song. I love that the chorus ends up having these kind of goofy haunted house harmonies that somehow work.
Yeah.
I really didn't see that coming. There's also a little bluesiness to this. I don't know. This is this is a one listen song for me where it's oh man, I love this. And I also want to say that the rest of this album, I think The Barrel's by far the best song on it, but Designer is the new Aldis Harding album. There's a song called Treasure that's incredible. A great discovery this year
and
for
is
me.
Is Designer a guest on the album?
Yeah.
He beats it on every song.
The Barrel remix featuring Designer. No, that didn't happen.
No, too bad.
Anyway, what did you guys think? Because I feel like this might be up your alley, but it might not be.
It is.
Oh,
it's
Lindsay.
Good. Yeah, it's really good.
Sad weepy.
Right.
It's a sad weeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very good. It sounds exactly like a song by someone else that I can't remember.
Okay. So.
Little insight
haunting.
There.
Yeah. Haunting. It'll come to me probably in a few weeks, if not years, but I'll let you know when it does.
Yeah.
It sounds like it should be on Grey's Anatomy, which is...
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to be big time my lane.
Yeah?
Grey's?
Frey.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Snow Patrol?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Early Tegan and Sarah.
Yep.
Oof.
Back in your head.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, big fan. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
I liked it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm as enthusiastic as Lindsay. I would say I think the song's about 5 minutes, and maybe my interest did wander a little bit.
You should listen to the edit.
Maybe I should listen
Radio
to the edit.
Radio edit.
Yeah,
featuring
it's like a minute
Designer
shorter.
And DJ Khaled.
No.
Oh, my God. I will say this is up my alley, though. It reminds me of Vashti Bunyan, who was
Sorry. That I also was thinking of Vashti Bunyan while listening to this album.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Who's a really criminally underrated folk singer-songwriter from, I think, late 60s and early 70s.
Yep.
Although she did make stuff, great albums in the 21st century as well. But yeah, just like the kind of high, delicate, ethereal voice and the finger-picking. And just kind of there's a childlike quality to the vocals, but not in a cloying way. It's kind of, it's very distinct. You know, there's not, I would say, you know, so we are comparing her to other people, but there's just not a lot of stuff like this out there. So it's very idiosyncratic. And I looked up the lyrics and here's one I'll read.
Yeah.
Overachiever.
Show the ferret to the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I'm just going to leave it at that. Any
the amount
ferret
of ferret
lyrics.
Mentions on the song, that's what really sold me.
Yeah, it's just it's one of those, so the
ferret
second...
Ferret core is my main music genre.
Oof, same.
The second verse ends, you shook at the ivory mantle, as a poet I knew to be gentle. When you have a child, so begins the braiding, and in that braid you stay.
That is very,
it's beautiful. Yeah. It's just beautiful writing.
I didn't know we were all picking a favorite lyric.
We wanted to surprise you.
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to it then. So, Aldous Harding. The song is called "The Barrel."
It's already dead. I know you have the dove. I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone.
All right. So those were what are you shaking?
What
your
a
head?
Day! What a show!
Oh, it was a good head shake. Okay.
What a show!
It was yeah. So those
it was like
were
a proud head. Like
I
did
see.
It again.
We did it. I can't stop crying, kids. We did it.
Yeah.
One of our best tweets of what yeah. was that list? 20.
We just put
the
up
decade?
A list of 50 best tweets. Well, ever really.
Oh,
I mean,
ever.
You
Pop
could
star
say
tweets.
Of the decade, but Twitter's just really ever. Only been around a decade. So
yes, this is true.
Yeah. No, that was fun. So those were some 2019 gems that we. Missed the first time around. And, you know, Memorial Day's coming up. What are your guys' plans?
I'm gone. I'm going in
the oh, yeah.
Oh,
you're, yeah. You're going.
Yeah, you have to record without me next week if you record at all.
Woo!
oh, my God.
We should have you call in.
Okay. No, I'm not going to do that.
Definitely be worth the international rates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dog sitting.
Who's
which is like
dog?
A true gift.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Our photo director's dog.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Snaps.
Yeah, little Howie.
Snaps the dog. Oh, okay.
No.
It should have a cute, like, photography related name, right?
Oh, I see. I thought that was related to
oh, no, not
knack
the fingers.
For snapping.
Yeah, different types of snaps, I was thinking.
Like Shutter the dog.
Ooh, yeah. Shutter the dog. That's kind of cute. What if that was like a children's book series and it was about a dog who loved taking photos?
That's adorable.
Aww. Yeah, it's really cute. Let's write
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, thanks for asking. I'm
yeah,
going on a little day trip to a couple wineries on Saturday.
Oh, fun.
Very classy.
Yeah, it is very. I really am not a wine drinker, but, you know, I'll try to be a champ, you know. I'll be a game.
Yeah.
I'll be a team player. So
cool.
And I don't know. Don't ask what the names are. I have no idea.
I won't.
I'm getting into a car and just,
what are the names,
yeah.
Joe?
I don't know. Sanctuary.
Whose car, Joe?
Trish's car, actually.
Oh, shout out to Trish,
Billboard photo editor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trish.
Photo heavy podcast.
There's a lot of photo related Memorial Day plans.
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, that's all we got. We'll be back next week without Jason, but.
Yeah.
You know, we'll manage without him somehow. We'll just have an Aldous Harding podcast.
Yes. I'll listen to it.
In his honor.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Enjoy your Memorial Days. We'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.